What is it that you love and appreciate in your life? There might be a special person, another human in your life that has impacted you in a way that you love and appreciate them so much. Or perhaps it is a precious animal that's your companion and you love and appreciate that animal so much. What if you could return the flow of love and appreciation that goes out from you to that other human, that special human or that precious animal? They are feeling it coming out from you and there's a returning wave coming back. And that's the allowance that we talk of, for you to allow yourself to receive that love. Can you allow yourself to receive even deeper than you ever have before of the love and appreciation that flows to you from Spirit? And if you said yes, you're in the right place at the right time. For there is a message from Kryon coming through now directly for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We hear all the time some cry in the night that says, "Why can't I be more patient with Spirit, with God? What's wrong with me? I'm tapping my toe. I get impatient with God." Yes, you do. Dear ones, I would like to walk you through things that I have told you before, but you need to hear yet again. These are troubled times for many of you. There are changes all around you, and in that, you offer intent. Some will call it prayer. And it comes in a way that says, "Dear Spirit, help me to know what's going on. What should I know? What is it that I should do?" Or perhaps you have in mind something that you're planning on, and there's an action item, and you would say, "Bring it to fruition, to completion. Help me to know what to do." And then you sit, and very little happens. And this is where the human being starts to get impatient. Why would it be that if you believe in your own magnificence and you believe in the power of prayer, and so many of you do who watch this, you know this, it's worked before. You give intent for benevolent outcome, and you sit, and yet you are now impatient, whereas before, perhaps you weren't. I think that the times actually are what creates a lot of this impatience. It's harder now than it was a year ago, or even a year ago, for those who are magnificent and work in the light and are trying to battle this, perhaps, darker consciousness than you've seen in a while. So why is it? First of all, I would like to tell all of you listening who might feel this way, you're impatient with Spirit. If you feel this way, here is a message I have for you. You are not alone. This is so common, it is why we are discussing it on this particular program, in this particular channel. I'm changing these channels, if you haven't noticed, to try to then talk about some of the issues that are here in this particular culture, in this world of light workers, who are literally battling the dark every single day and crying out these kinds of questions. Why can't I have more patience with God? So let's start at the beginning. The idea of an authority figure giving you any kind of things at all is not uncommon to you. When you ask for the kinds of things you are asking of Spirit, these are much like when you were a child and you were asking them, perhaps from your parents. Now, in that particular case, you got answers, even if they were negative, pretty quickly. But if the parent simply said nothing, and you asked them yet again, and they said nothing, that's not the model that you grew up with. So you might say that right away, you don't have the paradigm that you have now, where you could actually understand the waiting time, or why there has to be waiting time, or why Spirit doesn't give you a wink or a nod, or these kinds of things when you need it. And that really does breed discontent, and it breeds then frustration and impatience. And when that happens, part of you knows better. I have been impatient with a Creator who loves me dearly. Now I'm guilty. So you see, one thing leads to another, and pretty soon you're frustrated and you're guilty. Dear ones, you are so dearly loved. What is actually happening? How can I describe this to you in a way that would make you feel better and make total sense? How can I give you the actuality of what is going on? I will try. Almost everything that you ask for, dear ones, or that you plan for, or you give intent for, or that you visualize, has the reality of having to be accomplished in your life for you to live. These are not necessarily esoteric things we're talking about. You're giving intent to be able to move forward in a difficult life, a difficult culture, and times that are hard. You're being asked for the gifts, perhaps it would come to you, to help you work through it. And yet you do not see the manifestation of those things in a timely fashion. So let us discuss yet again what is going on in this planet that would temper all of these things that you really are not aware of. You are starting to develop tools of intuition that are starting to give you answers personally instead of waiting for something esoteric to come in a way that you don't expect. So number one, you have to expect that you will start intuiting some of the answers yourself. Now, this gets in the way, perhaps, of dozens of years of what it used to be like. It's changing. Number two, I will tell you this, that almost everything that you are intending, almost everything you're asking for, is something you need at a certain point in time. And you need it, perhaps, for the reality of your life. How can I do this? Help me with this. What do I do now about this or that? And it's all the reality that you live. And in that, I will tell you that the answers are not forthcoming for one reason. Humanity has free will. Dear Spirit, help me to know if I'm supposed to move from this place to another or rent another place. Help me to know about this rental over here and when I should then go there or not go there. Help me to know when that's going to happen. So how many individuals are involved in that decision apart from you? There may be a whole bunch. There may be things working all around you that cannot be answered at this point in time until certain things settle with the other party, you might say, that has to be involved in your decision. Do you see that? Now, here's the number one thing I want you to understand and know. Spirit does not know the future. Now, that may fly in the face of what you've heard, that you're in the now and the future is known. Not exactly. Not the minutiae of it, dear ones, because the human being has free choice. What if you could see everything happening all around you? What if that was possible? And you could see the things. Dear Spirit, help me know when to rent this place. And you could actually see everything that was happening, what they were saying, what their intent was, what the landlords were happening over here, what the renters were over here, so that the puzzle became absolutely obvious to you, and it was just a matter of waiting the right time. Would that make you feel better? Of course it would. Well, let me tell you, Spirit does. Have you got this? Spirit knows exactly what's going on. Listen carefully. Dear ones, you are loved. You are magnificent. You have wonderful intuition. And this beautiful angelic source of yours know everything that's happening around you. And so that is the waiting portion, to find out when the timing is perfect. Because what is going on over there has to then settle in itself. And it may be different than you think, because humans have free choice. But when it's right and when it's time, Spirit will say, now. And that is the beauty of this time with you, to let you know that that which you trust knows all things and will give you the signal when it's right. And it's up to you to develop the knowledge and cognize the beauty of this scenario, of how much you're loved, that this could be this way. It's the way light workers are starting to understand their lives and live within a reality that is difficult in a toxic world often. When they can count on being directed at the right time, often with their own intuition, and when it comes, listen and act on it. This is a great message. It's a message that's dripping with love. How can you be more patient? By cognizing this message, by understanding that Spirit is not in the dark, is not in a vacuum. And when you have given intent and you're looking for a benevolent outcome, and this is what you're asking for and expecting, you'll get it. But maybe not in the time frame that you want, but you will. And it comes from a loving source that can see all things, loves you enough to say, listen, do it now and go here. Turn left, turn right. And that is beautiful. That's how much you're loved. And so it is.